Waltham Forest by-elections. Council homes not unaffordable flats vote TUSC and independent on the 10th of June. A by-election has been called on the 10th of June for the Grove Green ward of the London Borough of Waltham Forest. Socialist Party member Kevin Parslow is the candidate for the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC. "We are campaigning against council cuts and the selling off of public land to private developers for unaffordable flats in monster blocks. Around three quarters of Grove Green residents rent accommodation. Half of residents are privately renting. Multi-occupation is high, so the need for genuinely affordable council housing is an issue here. Anti-USC campaigns for the council to bring in rent control. With two primary schools in the ward, education is important too. We have had parents queuing for leaflets outside them, with one or two asking for more information, or wanting to join an online meeting. A TUSC councillor would oppose all cuts, and propose that the council link up with other Labour-led councils to fight for extra funding from the Tory government, with the backing of residents. A TUSC councillor would put forward a people's budget for Waltham Forest, a budget that meets our needs, that creates jobs on decent pay, and provides the services we need. This is a rocky government, that could be shaken by a mass movement of workers and their families. The Socialist Party is also supporting independent candidate Claire Weiss in the Leabridge ward by-election on the same day. Claire, a local campaigner, is standing against unsustainable development in the ward, including on areas adjacent to the Riverley floodplain. "We've sold the Socialist at the two stations on the edge of the ward. We always find a number of people ready to hear Socialist ideas. What would be the point of electing another Labour councillor to do nothing for working class people in the ward, and the borough as a whole?" Waltham Forest Socialist Party members. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 28th of May 2021, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.